Oh my, but that little country boy could play. Go, 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 Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good.
C103 Cork, and that is the start of our Wednesday feature called My Six at Six, and it's getting underway with Johnny Be Good from Chuck Berry. And I gotta tell you, our guest who chose that this evening was doing that air guitar thing around the studio as we were listening. And that is a song that was last month voted in Rolling Stone magazine as the best guitar solo of all time. And I presume Fergal Kavanagh, our guest this evening, agrees with that.
Oh, it's a wonderful song, Martina. It's also the classic American story of rags to riches, the poor boy who makes good his name in lights. I love it.
You love it. And I'm 50 years old now at this stage and all this. Not you, the song.
Yeah, the song was recorded in 1958. I was produced remarkably later, actually.
Mm. Yes, indeed. Anyway, Fergal is with us this evening because he is a Corkonian, as you might have heard me say earlier, but now lives abroad, lives in Italy, and has started up a business called TuneIntoEnglish.com, which is a method of teaching English to foreign students. We'll talk more about that in a minute and find out what exactly it's all about. But first, let me know why you chose that song, indeed, why it is one of your six favourites, or six that you have a story about, at the very least.
That's right. Chuck Berry, Johnny Be Good. It's a song that everybody who wants to learn the guitar starts playing that song. When I was in university, we had a lot of friends who played music. And one of the things I did for my 21st birthday was I threw a huge party, as you do. But rather than having a DJ, I had live music. So one of the memories that I have of my 21st birthday way back in 1991 was on stage singing this song, or rather screaming this song with all my friends down below dancing. Wonderful, wonderful times.
I thought there when you said you had live music at your 21st, you were going to tell me that Chuck Berry showed up with his guitar.
Well, he didn't quite, no. But I did have the opportunity to invite him because I met Chuck Berry in 1989 when I was travelling across America on a Greyhound bus. I stopped off in St. Louis to see some cousins who lived there. And while I was waiting for them to pick me up at the bus station, I heard on my Walkman that Chuck Berry would be appearing at a Hall of Fame ceremony that afternoon. So I thought, I have to go along to this. My cousin is a journalist and she took me along, and afterwards we went to the party. And Chuck was there sitting at a table, and we went up to him as, "Hey Chuck, hello." And he was like, "Leave me alone, I've done my bit now after the ceremony." Mm-hmm. You know. And my cousin said, "No, listen, this guy, he's come all the way from Ireland to see you." He turned around and he said, "Ah, you're from Ireland? Ah, how nice to meet you." Shook my hand and I was like, "Oh Chuck, it's so good to meet you, you're one of my heroes." And that was a great story. It was a great moment meeting one of my heroes, Chuck Berry.
You've met a good few of your heroes, or at the very least a lot of famous people, haven't you? I have a feeling you're going to be name dropping throughout this.
I'd say you're right. There are quite a few stories and reasons why I picked certain songs which are talking about those famous people that I've met.
But in the meantime, getting back to your business, TuneIntoEnglish.com. What's it all about? What makes it a little bit different in terms of its methods for teaching English to foreign students?
Well, TuneIntoEnglish, as the name might suggest, is about music. because everybody listens to pop music. Most pop music is in the English language. So I'm based in Italy. They listen to a lot of songs in English. So it's exploiting the things that they already listen to, the music that they hear on the radio. And I do a two-hour show in schools and go through the grammar of the song and the vocabulary of the song with them. I'll give you an example. What is the opposite of yes?
No.
What is the opposite of stop?
Go.
What is the opposite of goodbye?
Hello.
You know the Beatles song? You say yes, I say
no.
You say stop, I say
go.
You say hello, goodbye, and I say
hello, hello, hello.
So it works with that. Now, I mean, the kids nowadays...
That was unrehearsed, by the way.
They don't want to hear the Beatles nowadays, so I'm in there doing things like Take That and Rihanna, and another big one is Mika, that song, Grace Kelly. They love that. So it's a wonderful show. And the... though I say so myself. And the website, www.tuneintoenglish.com, is a great resource for people who are learning English. But here in Cork, most people speak English, but for them it's a wonderful resource because there are over 1200 karaoke songs online. So some night after the pub, you know, you might want to have a few sing songs on your broadband, get in there and look at the site and sing along with the songs.
So can we hear the audio on the site as well?
You can, yes, because it's linked to YouTube. So that's how I got around the copyright. They're actually external links, but they're all sorted and listed on my site.
Very good. And do you find that some of the modern tunes, you mentioned the Rihannas of the world, that maybe their lyrics aren't as poetic, let's say, as some heroes of the past? And does that frustrate you that maybe that's what the students want to study?
Well, it does. I think, though, every song has got something which is good for students. You can take something from every song. When I do my show, I choose the songs very, very carefully and make sure that they're sing-along, because it's really important. When I've got a group of 100 or 200 students in front of me, it's important that I can get them to sing along with me. There are many songs nowadays, you know, all the rap and so on, that you can't sing along with. It's good music. The kids really like it, but it's not what I want for my show. So I want the feel-good singing-along factor. Mm-hmm. So it's very frustrating that some pop music isn't suitable. But I do think pop music is in very good health at the moment. Like I said, Take That's comeback is actually very, very good. Yeah. Though I shouldn't be saying that. My credibility is going way down now.
No, I agree with you. I think it's important to have an eclectic taste. And if, you know, Take That as part of it, so be it. But do the students constantly let you know what it is that they do want to hear and what they want to utilise?
Teachers actually would write to me, and a lot of teachers, one of the things on my site is that I have downloadable worksheets that teachers can use in class. And so when I set up the website, I asked teachers if they could send me their favourite songs and ideally also send me worksheets. And I continue now to receive emails and worksheets from teachers. This is the thing, the teachers are actually doing the work for me, and wonderful work. There are some great worksheets on the website prepared by teachers. So the students and the teachers do let me know what they want, yes.
Okay, so very interactive process, really. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but I know that the next song you've chosen this evening is a very long one, so we're going to hear it in a moment. I just knew you were going to pick something from U2, so let me tell you, that's what's lined up. Fergal Kavanagh is our guest this evening from i6@6. We'll hear that U2 track and your reasons behind choosing it in a moment on the new C103 Cork.